Star Wars 7x7, episode 1144. So I had the pleasure and good fortune to hang out with Steele Saunders of the Steele Wars podcast, and I'm going to tell you all about that in tomorrow's episode. But for today, I'm going to share with you a brief interview with Steele where I asked him about his favorite Star Wars memory. Punch it, Chewie.
Hi, this is Alvin Johnson with the 501st Legion, and you're listening to Star Wars 7x7, the only daily Star Wars podcast.
Hey, Rebel Rouser. Welcome to Star Wars 7x7. I'm your host, Alan Voivod. And if you recall back to Star Wars Celebration Orlando, you'll recall that the interviews I did with various people all centered around one particular question, as they do every celebration I do. In 2015, it was, why Star Wars? Just the open-ended, why Star Wars question asked of a bunch of people. In 2016, it was, what's the most exciting thing about Star Wars for you right now? And in 2017, it was, what's your favorite Star Wars memory in honor of the fact that it's the 40th anniversary of Star Wars this year? So in hanging out with Steele Saunders, I took a second to ask him about his favorite Star Wars memory. So that's why that particular question. And he had a beautiful answer, which I'm thrilled to be able to share with you here. Hey, I'm with Steele Saunders from the Steele Wars podcast. Steele, how you doing?
I'm really good. I love your commitment to journalism. That you've come. You're in my house.
I am.
That is very dedicated to getting the real story.
I'm going to go wherever the story leads me. I will track down every last lead, no matter where it leads.
Yeah, you're off to Kath Kennedy's house after this?
Yes, exactly. Yeah, I'll be pounding down the door. That's the last thing she wants.
Answer the bell, KK. Come on. I'm okay, KK.
So I'm here. Well, we just had an epic conversation, and naturally I said, no, it's not enough. It's not enough. So I'm wicked excited to be on the live call-in show. So thank you again very much for inviting me on that.
Oh, my pleasure. All the regular listeners of Alan's podcast, he's used to just talking for 7 minutes a day, and I just made him go 2 hours, and he's very red right now.
Just thank you again for the coffee, because I don't know where I would have been without it.
You needed it.
So I want to ask you one question. It's a question I've been asking a lot of people in 2017, since it's the 40th anniversary of Star Wars this year. What is your favorite Star Wars memory, or failing that, when I put the question to you about Star Wars memories, like what's one really good Star Wars memory that jumps to mind?
It's a tough question, and there's a lot of answers. I've got a lot of great memories. But one that jumps to my mind that's pretty recent was from the premiere night of The Force Awakens, and like my podcast Steel Wars with the fan club in Australia, Starwalking, we had this big midnight premiere, and people came from around Australia. Like, we hired buses to get people from the city to the cinema, which was sort of a little bit out of town. We found the biggest cinema in Australia to have it at that wasn't IMAX and stuff. And just the joy of that, just the excitement beforehand and just seeing people from all ages, just super amped. But there was one moment that I just loved in the screening. Mm-hmm. That made me appreciate the people that I was with, because then when I went to see the film several times that weekend, it didn't occur. And that was when on Jakku, when there's, you know, the big action scene, one of the great Star Wars scenes of all time, the Falcon chase.
Right.
And just amazing. When, like, there was the giant pop for when the Falcon got, you know, revealed.
Right.
And that was awesome. But the bit of audience interaction that I loved was, we've just seen this amazing scene. We've waited for new Star Wars for so long. We've waited forever for, I don't know how long it was. Was it 17 years to see the Millennium Falcon fly again? And I know it was like tiny in the Phantom Menace. It doesn't count.
Nah,
it was a little Easter egg.
No, it doesn't count. You're right.
And I also think that once this is a good Easter egg. I think once the Han Solo film comes out,
yeah,
you'll realize that it was not the Millennium Falcon.
Really?
It was just the same type of ship.
Oh,
so there's, okay. There's a bit of sizzle.
All right.
That's actually, that'll mean a lot.
Yeah.
In a few months' time. Now, so they had this amazing scene going, you know, in and out of that, you know, dead Star Destroyer and stuff. And then they blow up the last TIE fighter. And the Falcon flies into space, mm-hmm. Out of the atmosphere. You know, they have that really nice tranquil shot.
Yeah.
The whole audience, just,
mm-hmm.
Just a giant 800 people round of applause.
Mm-hmm.
And I just love that.
Yeah.
That it was like, that's some good Star Wars.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we've been waiting so long. That's awesome. So, yeah, I always hold that dear. And then when we went to see it on the weekend, Jackie and I, and people weren't interacting like that, we were just like, it's ungrateful.
Like, what are they thinking? Like, where are they?
Yeah, they don't get it.
Mm-hmm.
They don't deserve this. Where's your applause? So, yeah, I just love that sort of spontaneous outburst. I thought it was pretty sick.
Terrific. Thank you so much for sharing that.
My pleasure.
Hey, Rebel Rouser. The Last Jedi is coming out in theaters in December, and so it's time for you to brush up on your knowledge of The Force Awakens. Luckily, I've got the thing for you. It's the unofficial Star Wars The Force Awakens trivia book. It's available on Amazon right now. Just go to sw7x7.com/TFA to get right there. And inside, you'll find more than 501 galaxy-spanning questions and answers about The Force Awakens. Again, it's the unofficial Star Wars The Force Awakens trivia book, sw7x7.com/TFA. Welcome back. So, there you have it. Another lovely story about Star Wars and community shared by Steele Saunders. And if you are not checking out his Steele Wars podcast, then have a look for that on iTunes or your favorite podcast app. And you will also find, if searching for Steele Wars, a link to his call-in show. So he does a call-in show where you can actually dial a phone number or call in via Skype and hang out on the line and talk like it's an actual radio show on Blog Talk Radio. And he will take the first 45 minutes of those broadcasts and post them on iTunes as a separate podcast feed. So please do have a look for that. And in fact, the most recent episode you see might involve yours truly. That is going to do it for today, and this is, in fact, the last podcast I will have recorded in the city of Los Angeles, so tomorrow's episode will be coming from the studio in New Hampshire, and I will be very glad to be back there chatting with you. Talk to you tomorrow. Thanks for listening to another episode of Star Wars 7x7, and hey, before your head gets stuck on a battle droid body, check out sw7x7.com for show notes, links, photos, videos, and more. And if the show's been worth your time, please support us at patreon.com/sw7x7. It's not a series of bad puns, it's Destiny Unleashed.
This podcast is not endorsed or sponsored yet by Lucasfilm Limited, Disney, or 20th Century Fox, and is intended for entertainment and information purposes only. Star Wars, the Star Wars logo, all names and pictures of Star Wars characters, vehicles, and any other Star Wars-related items are registered trademarks and or copyrights of Lucasfilm Limited or their respective trademark and copyright holders. May the Force be with them. All original content is copyright 2017 Star Wars 7x7. We hope you love it.